It's already Erev Yontif. We've been waiting a long time this year for Purim. It means it's going to be a special Yontif, more than usual. The Rambam's Loshen regarding Shalachman is Shnei Minei Oichlin L'Chaveiroi. Shnei Minei Oichlin L'Chaveiroi. Two macholim, two types of food, lechaveiroi. And then afterwards he writes, v'cholamar b'lishloach l'reim meshubach. And the more one sends to his friends, l'reim meshubach. So there are those who learn the simple pshat in the Rambam is that since it says in Pasuk, mishloach monis ish l'rei'ehu, that's why the Rambam is emphasizing Shnei mina oichlin l'chaveiroi. And then again, v'chol hamar b'lishloach l'reim, to his friends, to his acquaintances, his friends, meshubach, it's better. But there are others, especially the Bach and Tafreish Tzadikei, who are medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam isn't just saying l'rei'ehu, or l'reim chaveiroi, because of the pasuk. But bedavke, the mitzvah of shalachmanis, according to this mahalach, is the ikke mitzvah of mishalachmanis, is not to make new friends. Like some rishonim learned, laharbois reyus b'yisrael, to make new friends, to send to people that otherwise you're not so friendly or familiar with them. But the pashtus and the way the Bach understands is the Rambam is medayek to say davke kolamar b'lishloach l'reim, that the ikke mitzvah of mishloach monas are to your old friends l'reim. So we need to try to understand this. Why would there be such a shevach that's woven into the fabric of the Yontif of Purim? Davke, to be mechazek the friendship that one has from the past. So you all know, the Gemara says, in the Seder of the Yeshua, in Shushan Habira. So you all know that one of the unusual things that happened is that when the children were coming back from Cheder, when the Tinoikos Shebeis Rabim were coming back from Cheder, so Mordechai went over to some children, Psoikli Psukecha. We see in a number of places in Chazal, the Yerushalmi and Shabbos, and other places, where we find that there is a bas kol that travels particularly through the mouths of children, and there is a big zera hovering over us in Shushan. And Mordechai was asking the children what they learned in Cheder. And when he heard the psukim, when he heard the pasuk from this child, from that child, and from the third child, so Chazal say, "Asamech simcha gedayla." He was very happy. Utsuay sevesufa darbo darbo liyakim ki imanu kel. And from the third child, the hemshech was of what they were taught in Cheder. Is the pasuk in Yeshaya Memvav va'ad zikna anihu. That Hashem says, Va'ad zikna, even though I'm old, Va'ad zikna, I'm old, anihu, it's still me. And the pasuk goes on, Ani Ezbarl, Ani Amale, I still carry you, I take care of you. So Mordechai was very happy when he heard this. Haman was enraged. Haman also understood that if the Rebbeinu Shalom put these words into the mouths of the Tinoikos of Beis Rabban, what they learned that morning in Cheder, Haman understood that this was a bas kol that was telling him he's doomed. And therefore Haman said that any shalayach yad chila, that when the time comes to carry out the final solution, the first ones I'm going to kill are the children. This has been a popular pastime of our enemies. So the question is, what did Mordechai hear in that? Va'ad zikna anihu. Befrat, that which was the chesima. Va'ad zikna anihu. And what did Haman hear? Mordechai heard in this Shuasa Mayisel Netzach, the Nitzachan of Am Yisrael, Netzach Yisrael Yishake. And Haman heard in those words, Va'ad zikna anihu, the downfall of Amalek. So the guy in the gross says a meridic thing. The gross learns that this pasuk Vad zikna anihu is mekuvin to the medrash, where the medrash tells us that malchei umas ha'olam, that there were kings and princes of the nations of the world who were warning Haman that any of the nations in the past, any of our Zaydis, now Elta Zaydis, who started up with the Jews, were unsuccessful and they were destroyed. I once heard from an old Jew in Yerushalayim a sad joke. He said that there were a few Jews sitting around after Marv, and I was standing there listening, and he said that once when Hitler, Yamach Shemoy, was giving one of his crazy speeches with a million Amalekim there, so in the front row, this is not true, but it was a joke, but in the front row there was a little Yid with a beard and pates, and the Russia was screaming that he's going to kill every Jew, he's going to wipe out the Jewish people, and the whole time this Yid is like laughing and happy. So the joke goes that Hitler turned to me and says, you filthy Jew, don't you understand what I'm saying? I'm going to destroy you. There's not going to be a Jew left in the world. What are you laughing? What are you so happy about? So the Yidder says, Fuhrer, I don't mean to insult you, but you had a great grandfather, you know, Haman, he also said that. And from that we have Haman Tashna, I have a day off from work. You know, the Shalchman is Matanis Devyonim I could use. There was another person, Paro, he said also things like that. I have off Pesach Yontif, the best food, Pesach, we have a Seder, I get to spend time with my family. So I didn't mean to insult you, but I'm just laughing, trying to imagine what Yontif we're going to have when you're destroyed. So the kings were telling Haman, don't mess with the Jews. Doesn't work out. So the medrash that the Goyin brings, the medrash says that Haman reassures the kings that don't worry, I'm going to be matzliach. Yeshnoi am echad mufuzum mufarid ben ha'amim. Yeshnoi am echad. There is this nation. There are many pshatim in that pasuk because the Gemara says in the Megillah that Haman was the biggest balashon hara. He knew our weak points. No one could say Alishna Bisha like Haman Alashon Hara. So Haman said Yeshnoi am echad, and the Medrash says Yeshnoi am echad, that is a Lashon of old. Elokeyam Yoshenhu. Their God is very old. He's very old. Vaharaya. So Haman says, Kva Olam Nebuchadnezzar, it's not so long ago, that Kva Olam Nebuchadnezzar, that Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel came, Vehichriv Beisoy Vesorav Hecholoy, and he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Vehiglas Yisrael Ben Ho'amim. Remember, Haman was was an expert in Jewish affairs, and he knew Jewish history. And he said that Nebuchadnezzar already destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and the Jews are in Golos, Mefuzer Umefered Ben Ha'amim, Elokeim Yoshen Hu, their God is old. So it's true that there was a time in the past that the God of the Jews was involved in their lives, was awake and vibrant and present in their lives. It's true. But he's already old. La yira kav leyovna lekei Yaakov, the Medrash brings. La yira kav leyovna lekei Yaakov. La yira kav, he's old, his eyes already are weak. La yira kav leyovna lekei Yaakov, kiilu the Bayoilim has dementia. He's old, he doesn't remember anymore. He doesn't see the way he used to see. Leyovna lekei Yaakov. He doesn't understand well. His memory, his thoughts are unclear. So the Gra says that this pasuk that Hashem placed into the mouth of the child, Va'ad zikna anihu, is the bas kol that was coming down from Shemayim to tell Mordechai and all of the Jews that the Lashon Hara of Haman, the Elokeim Yoshen Hu, the God is already over a bottle. The God is already in a nursing home or something. So the Goyen says that this pasuk of Ad Zikna Anihu, I'm old, Hashem says. I'm old. Ani Rishon v'ani Achroi. I'm here from before. I'm old. Ad Zikna Anihu. It's me. So we need to understand, what is this? Some sort of a game? Haman is, God is old. Remember, we're talking about a person who had an understanding of Elokus. He had an understanding of these matters. He wasn't a shaita. And again, as Chazal have taught us, that he knew our weak point. And there was something that Haman was touching upon. He was reaching into something inside of us that was very weak at the time, and still is now a lot of chizik. So what is this claim? Elokeim Yoshen Hu. The God is old. Kvar Olam Nebuchadnezzar. What is the Lashon Hara of Haman? The most painful thing in the world, especially for a person who's going through a tzara. And I had a conversation like this yesterday with a mother whose child is deathly ill. The most painful thing is to hear a mother say, Rabbi, I'm davening. And I feel, the way it seems to me is, La'ira kav le'yovna le'kei Yaakov. It seems to me that Chalila the Bari Olam is oblivious, Chas v'Shalom. Is oblivious to my tefillahs. He's not hearing me. He's not paying attention. Maybe when as a child he paid attention. But kvazokein hu. Conversations that I've had over the years with survivors of the Holocaust who have a hard time. At some point many of them began again. No one could ever judge these people. But we had a hard time for years and years to start putting on tefillin again. To start davening again. Because they davened so hard. They tried so hard. And inside there was a little humming that says, Kva'ola Nebuchadnezzar. Kva ola hit yamach shamoi. Vehechir vizbeischa. Vesara vizheicholach. This pain that a Jew has, someone who trusts and believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is struggling with being able to continue believing despite what appears to be, it's not, but appears to be, Ki'ilu Elokeim Yoshanu, Ura Lama Sisha, Ura Lama Sisha. It seems sometimes that there is such an inyan. And that's what a Hester Panim feels like. This was the Lashon Hara of Haman. And when the child said the pasuk that was placed into his mouth by his Rebbe in Cheder, that came straight from Shemayim, so that the Jewish people should hear Biyad Mordechai HaYehudi, that the Jewish people should hear through the child Abbas Kol that was saying, Va'ad zikna anihu. That whatever you're seeing, the Hester Panim is lamaris ha'ayin, the way things look is not the way things really are. And the emes is that just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, by my Navi, that till the moment of his death, loikasa einai, nos leicha, his eyes didn't dim. He was old, but his eyes were strong. And his mind was clear, and his heart was beating strong. So the Bnei Olam is telling Knesset Yisrael, is telling Am Yisrael, Va'ad zikna anihu. That Hashem is watching, Hashem is listening, Hashem is mashgiach menachaloyin is meitzes menachakim every second. Sometimes a person feels when he's doing something that he shouldn't be doing, that ki'ilu, the inyan of Hashem watching him is something from the past, when he was little. But because he has done things that are not so nice, that maybe God has stopped, and God is no longer bothering with him. There's a famous maaser from the Gra, where there was a certain person, I'm sure you know this, there was a person that was by the Gra, and he started to he was a person that wasn't Shema Mitzvahs, and he started to take a drink. And the Goyim said, whoa, you didn't make a bracha. And this person looked to the Goyim and said, a bracha, that's like my biggest problem. That I didn't make a bracha. I'm a chal Shabbos, I'm a bracha. So the Goyim told him, for this too you're going to be judged. The Rebbe Shlomo is watching you to see if you're making brachas also. You think that the Rebbe Shlomo in your life is already overbought. It's an old parasha. Every single thing he's watching. So now we could understand. I have to be mekatzer very much. There's a lot to say over here. Purim is a day, is a time of Kabbalah Satira. But it's an unusual type of a Kabbalah Satira. Hode kiblu abimeach eshveyush. Kimu v'kiblu, the Gemara says, that the old Torah back from Har Sinai, hode kiblu abimeach eshveyush. It was received, the same old Torah that many people might have felt is no longer relevant. Ki'ilu, the Torah doesn't speak to us anymore. Ki'ilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is old, the Torah is old. We didn't receive anything different by Purim. Hada Kiblu B'meach HaShverish means the same old Torah back from Mayim and HaSinai, our old friend from Har Sinai. Hoda kiblu, we were mekabel it again. With a naya kabbalah, with a new kabbalah, with a new way of looking at an old friend. The Torah is saying, v'ad zikna, I am old, but I'm with you every second, I'm talking to you. I'm meaningful. I'm involved in your lives. Every mitzvah, every word. Hoda kiblu abimeach ha-shveirish. The inyan of Purim is to be able to see something that always was in your life, but to look at it again in a new way. There's an unbelievable pshat from the Maral on the pasuk in the Megillah, Ubabizel Yisholchu Es Yadam, that even though they could have taken whatever they wanted, they didn't. From the spoils. Lo Yisholchu Es Yadam. So first the Maral says something, Adar HaPshat, and then listen to this. It's in Perek Tes in the Maral, in Or Chodesh. The fact that they didn't take anything to gain, they didn't make any profit from the Yeshua of Purim, the Maral says, because that's the way the Nes of Purim took place. The Nes was not a matter of acquiring something new, money that we didn't have. This is the difference between the Gula of Purim and the other Gulas. By the other Gulas, we gained something that we never had in the past. We gained our freedom. But everybody knows that by Purim, after Purim was finished, the Gemara says, Akati anana avdi achashverosh anan, right? That we remain subjects. After Purim was finished, nothing changed. There was nothing new. You hear this, what he's saying? Vahim arvichim begula. By Pesach, there was a harvach, there was a revach, there was a prophet. Something new. Aval neis. We didn't acquire anything that we didn't originally have. So what's the inyan of Purim? The inyan of Purim, the nes of Purim, is to return Klal Yisrael to the status quo, to resume the life that we had before the whole Tzara began. And therefore the Gula of Purim, the Gemara tells us, is really a Gula Mimisa L'chaim. In other words, we were alive and we were taking our lives for granted. Then we were threatened that our lives were going to be taken away. And what's the Nes of Purim? The old life that you had, I'm giving back to you. Did you ever have a situation? I remember when I was a kid, I was playing with the guys who were in the swimming pool, and there's always one guy that likes to hold your head under the water. You know what I mean? There's always a guy like that. I don't know what comes of them later on, but when they're kids, they hold your head under the water. So this guy, he was a big guy, he was very strong, and I was his carbon for that moment. And somach yodai el apar, you know what I mean? And he pressed down and it was under the water. And first of all, I didn't have a chance to take a neshima achas, you understand? First I was b'nei hamim. I didn't have a chance. I thought, 1 second, 2 seconds, I'm starting to die. I felt that I was going to die. And I could hear like the guys laughing, you know, my friends. I heard them laughing. And I thought I was going to die. And then he pulled me up. The last second, and that feeling that, boy, breathing is a great thing. Breathing is a wonderful thing. Then I wanted to kill him, but the first moment was that breath, that breathing. Now there's nothing that we take more for granted than breathing. Kol haneshama tahalelka, kol neshima neshima. Breathing to be alive. So what happened by Purim? What happened by Purim is that which is most precious in life was almost taken from us. There was a gzeira. Then the Nes of Purim happened. We didn't get any money. We didn't take anything from the spoils. We remained slaves, subjects of Achashverosh. But we gained back what we always had. But we looked at it again and said, you know, it's good to be alive. Rabbi Shalom, thank you. It's so good to be alive. There's a Yetzahar of Amalek. And it's very strong now more than ever. That there are people, the only way they can be excited, the only way they can feel excitement in their lives is if they go someplace different. If they do something amazing and something new. if they have some fantastic, amazing chiddush. But if it's Rashi, the same Rashi that you saw 100 times, to look at Rashi with new eyes. The feeling is Rashi is shine out, Rashi is old. The Gemara is old. Everybody wants to open up and see other things, exciting things. They say a story that there was an old Rebbe that was sitting in the same place for 50 years, and the Chassidim wanted to, they were very poor, and the Chassidim decided to give them, they raised money to a present that they send the Rebbe and his Rebbe on a trip, and they came to the Rebbe and they said, Rebbe, you're sitting here for 50 years by the Shtender. We decided we wanted to, the Rebbe to have a trip, and we got together, the Rebbe said, and the Rebbe said, you know, Taka was feeling that way myself. And the Rebbe says, you're right, I could really use a vacation. He picked up his Gemara and he went over to the next stand. He said, it's a Machaya. What a Machaya. The same old Bes Medrash with the Naya Cook, with a new way of looking at it. Pur means the Baruch Shulma always is with us. Homan says, no, it's old, it's over a bottle. The Simcha of Purim is the Simcha of the Etzem HaYahadis, being alive and being Jews. Being alive and being Jews, Vat Zikna Anihu. We drink wine, Chai Vinishal of Shumi Upur, the drinking of wine of Purim, is that we drink Yayin Yoshin. Yayin Yoshin is Meshubach, but Yayin Yoshin has a Tam Chodesh, with a Naya Tam. Old wine with a new taste. So now we come back to the Rambam we began with. What the Bach, the Dikdukim, the Rambam, the why does the Rambam say, Davke b'chol ha'marbe l'shloach l'reyim m'shubach, that Davke, that we're not trying to find new friends on Purim. That's always nice, but that's not the Inyan of Purim. The Inyan of Purim is, b'chol ha'marbe l'shloach l'reyim, is taking a new look at the same old friends. Taking a new look at life itself, the life that you had before. Taking a new look at your husband, at your wife, at your kids, at your Rebbe. The whole yontiv of Purim is a yontiv of his chadshes. Old wine that's delicious. Hadar kibluah b'meach ha'shveirish. We receive the Torah again. Nothing changed in the Torah. But it's so wonderful to be a Jew. It's so wonderful to have a Torah. It's so wonderful to be able to see all that we have in our lives that we had, and to look at it in such a way that we don't take it for granted. And that's why the Megillah is called Igeres HaPurim. In the Igeres HaPurim, the letter of Purim, some of you might have heard from me a story. There's only a minute, so I'll tell the minute version. Really, it needs more time. But the story is a story from the Triska Magid and Mendel of Urka, that they were very, very dear friends. I think I told this story in Yeshiva already earlier in the year, but they were very, very dear friends, and they grew up together, and it came time to be separated. This one, at the beginning, he was on this side of the forest, the other was on the other side of the forest, and they would send letters to each other. And there was a Yid that got the job, that was the most envied job in the whole town, to bring the letters from Triska Magid to Mendel of Urka, Erev Shabbos. It would take him a few hours. And he went in the rain, snow, everything. He went like this to bring the letter. One time he had a Yetzar, where the tzaddikim is going, he's doing this for 10, 15 years, and he opens up the letter, and he sees that the letter is totally blank. And he couldn't believe this. It's such a terrible thing. He's doing this for years, going back and forth. What kind of game is this? But he didn't say anything. He puts the thing back inside, and he goes to Triska Magid, and he gives him a letter. And Triska Magid goes to the back, and he comes out. He's all emotional. He gives him a letter. He doesn't know why he's all emotional about a blank piece of paper. Gives him. Now, the second he gets into the forest, he takes out this. He doesn't wait. He says, I know it's not nice, and I'll do it, but I he had a little money, so he takes out this letter. It's a blank piece of paper. So they're both crazy. He comes to Vorka, and he gives the Vorka, and the Vorka is so excited, and thank you, Moshe, thank you, and the whole Shabbos, he doesn't even daven with him, he can't even look at the Rebbe. And the Rebbe sent for him after Shabbos, said, I see something's bothering you, tell me what happened. He says, what happened, Rebbe? I'm sorry, I did a big affair, I looked inside the envelope, from the letter you sent to Triska Magid. And the Rebbe said, no, what did it say? What did it say? It said nothing. And not only that, but I looked at the other letter that you got all worked up about, it also says nothing in it. So I don't know what kind of game this is. So Rav Mendel of Urka said, there are letters that are written with words. Black ink on white parchment. But we know that Chazal and the Sforim tell us that the white parchment is infinitely deeper. Sometimes, he says, usually we do send letters all these years. We send letters with words. But sometimes there's a letter that can't be we can't express the feelings, the emotions in words. So we just send the gevil, we send the parchment. We send the klaf. We just send a blank letter. And there was once a student of mine, so he had heard this story, and I hadn't heard from him, and he was an HSL, and he didn't write me for a long time, in those years when there were letters. Finally, I get a letter from him, I open up, and it was blank. It was the nicest letter I saved. I still have it. This letter. That's the Igeres HaPurim. The Igeres HaPurim has got, the Rebbeinu Shlom is old. He's so old. The Torah is so old, but it's so new. He doesn't stop for a second. He's in our lives. He's in everything. He doesn't stop. The letter of Purim is the love letter of the Bayi Olam teaching of every one of us. We have to be strong and open it up and take a look. And if we don't see the letters and the words in the way that makes sense to us, it's the deepest letter of all. So Hashem Yisbach should help us. We should be able to take a new look at this old Yontif. And we should be zarech to make lachaim with David Malka Mashiach. Amen.